you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
Dimension.
There's the fifth dimension.
There is some old great music, but some old music should be
this and
not remembered.
This and Barry Manilow should just be put, just be put
not a
on
Mandy
a shelf.
Fan?
Just put it in a locker.
Oh, we just lost Sharona. We'll try and get her back on
my
here
Sharona
in a moment.
Or your Sharona? My Sharona?
Your Sharona. She had a question about termites that were invading her grapefruit tree and how to handle that. And really, that's just a call to a termite company. They can treat those aren't generally. I have seen products at
there's some
termite treatment.
There's some stuff available at the nursery or garden center, but you might want to have your house inspected if you've got there's different kinds of termites, and it's probably nothing to worry about, and they'll come up out of the ground up on a tree trunk. And termites don't feed on any live growing part of the plant. If you've got like an old palm tree with a lot of old dead tissue, you know, that's what they're after.
And yeah. Citrus are known to have a lot of dead wood inside. If you're not cleaning.
Yep. So.
Well, we will try and get you back on the line, or at least get you a referral for an extermination company. Every single line is loaded before we get to our calls. A lot of lawn questions. That conversation we started on lawn sparked a lot of questions.
But transition, ugly time for lawn. So
we're going to bring in Chelsea McGuire from the Arizona Farm Bureau real quick. I read an article from, I think it was American Horticultural, one newsletter I get. And it was talking about the farm bill had passed through the House, and I emailed it to Julie and said, is this anything we need to talk about on Saturday? And by that time, it's now also gone through the Senate. So we brought Chelsea McGuire in from the Farm Bureau to talk about the status of this and what it means to anybody that likes to have mashed potatoes with their steak.
To make sure they have safe food at the grocery store on their table whenever they want it. Yeah,
I put the greens on it. I rarely eat it because it looks weird to just have the steak and potato. So I got to put the green beans on with it, but you know that usually ends up in the compost.
Uh-oh. So how do you get your kids to eat those if you don't eat them? Silence. Lots of ketchup.
Chelsea, good morning. Right.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
So what should the consumer, food eater, connoisseur know about this farm bill, and is there anything we can do at this point?
Yeah, so the consumer should know and should be really encouraged by the fact that a farm bill is passed. Because like you guys said, all of us like to know that we can go to the grocery store, there's going to be food there, we're going to be able to afford it, and it's going to be safe for us to consume. And that's really what the farm bill is all about, is ensuring that those things continue to be true from here and into the future. So as you mentioned, the farm bill has passed both the House and the Senate, and we're really encouraged by that because both versions came out very favorable to agricultural production. It maintains those protections that are in the farm bill that help protect against just the risks of farming, the risks of growing our food, because we can't control all of the elements that go into that, like weather or disease, foreign subsidies, world economic markets. So
Jay was talking about
control.
The farmer you were talking to in Wilcox, and that's Sulphur Spring Valley. I've got a buddy out there that farms, and his well hasn't dried up, but he said, you know, we don't have any tributaries. What rainfall is where a lot of our groundwater tables come from? And he had neighboring farms that, you know, the wells were dry, and that's it. Till the water table returns, there, that production has stopped. So like you said, there's plenty of risk out there.
Right. You know, if we could control the weather, we probably wouldn't need as extensive a farm bill as we have. But unfortunately, that's not something we can control. And so what this bill does is really help farmers hedge that risk of farming to make sure that they can still produce what we need to make sure our families are safe and fed. So as far as what consumers can do now, the fact that the bill has passed both houses is good, but the bill was very different coming out of the House than it was out of the Senate. So what's going to happen now is something called a conference committee. And the leadership from the agriculture committees of both chambers, the House and the Senate, will get together, take the two versions of the bill, figure out how to reconcile them. Let's make one cohesive bill. Then that reconciled bill will go back to the chambers to vote on as a committee report, and then eventually will go to the president's desk. So what we want to make sure at Arizona Farm Bureau is that when that conference committee meets and when those leaders are meeting, they don't do anything in that bill that's going to damage the protections that the Farm Bill offers. So specifically, we're looking to make sure that they don't cut the crop insurance program, because insurance is one of the best ways and most market-driven ways to hedge the risk of farming. And we want to make sure that they don't do any damage to the commodity programs that help our farmers plan for the future and make sure that there's a safety net below which their market's not going to fall.
And as we wrap up here, going to the bottom of the hour news in the next 30 seconds, what direct action, aside from planting our own gardens for the fall, can I take?
So direct actions you can take: contact your representatives this week going into the 4th of July recess and into the future and say, we want safe, affordable American food. So please support the Farm Bill and make sure that we're not sacrificing the Farm Bill on other political altars.
That's Chelsea McGuire, the political coordinator for the Arizona Farm Bureau for both Arizona legislation and D.C. legislation. Thank you for your time this Saturday morning. AZFB.org.
Making laws and making sausage.